Hello, today the church celebrates Wednesday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. Today's gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 6, verses 20 to 26. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Gospel, Jesus acknowledges that joy and sadness, wealth and poverty, are all a part of our world. He promises that those who suffer in this world, whether it be poverty, hunger, sadness, those who experience hatred and ridicule for their faith, all of these will experience the opposite in the kingdom of heaven. He speaks to those who are rich, well-fed, laughing, and enjoying this world, and tells them that they will experience the opposite in the afterlife. When he says this, he is speaking to those who experience these things as their ultimate goals, not turning to God in prayer, not using their resources to help those in need. Wealth and temporal comfort and happiness are where they find their security and their ultimate meaning. This world is not an end in itself. Its purpose is to be used as a means to make our way to heaven, to be a place where we can be instruments of God's love for all people, to care for the poor and the hungry, to bring healing to the sick, comfort to the dying, consolation to those who mourn, and to help others to strive for the things of heaven.